So we'll start with a meditation. And we'll of course return right to where we left off in the letter to the Hebrews. But I think it's important for us to meditate together first. And I'll preface by a very, very short reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. After John the Baptist has seen the Spirit descend from heaven on Jesus like a dove, and he says, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." Because, of course, John simply baptized with water. And he says, "And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, and as I read this, I invite you already to start imagining this, because our meditation will be an extrapolation from this experience. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And of course, the Lamb means the sacrificial Lamb, so he's already identifying him as the sacrificial Lamb. There he is. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed, which of course is the prophesied Messiah through all of the Hebrew, much of the Hebrew scriptures. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. So at his first meeting, he renames him. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So there is humor in the Gospels, in case you had not allowed yourself to be aware of that before. And Jesus pokes fun in many cases. But the faith was real. Nathanael knew that Jesus had not simply seen him under the fig tree, but had known everything about him. And I'm sure that the very words, "come and see," did not pass unnoticed for all of you. So let's come and see. I invite you to relax deeply. From the very start, noticing the flow of prana in your lower body. In your legs and feet, being sure that they are released, relaxed, with no tension. And as your breath begins to find its natural rhythm, releasing all the way without constriction, start to notice your belly, your back, your ribs and shoulders, rising and falling, undulating with each breath, however they do. And ever so gently feeling a lengthening through the core of your being, not even your spine per se. But a core of energy. From your lower spine through the center of your being, through your neck and head. Extending as if there is a subtle rod of fire from the center of the earth to the highest heavens. And if you are lying in Shavasana, likewise feel that rod from one end of space to the other, without limit. And then at the very center of this subtle beam of light at your heart, experience another light, like a sun disk, as large or small as it needs to be, just radiating. With warmth, with love, with longing. With courage. And let yourself drop out of time and space. And let yourself be there in Jerusalem under the fig tree. I'm sorry, not Jerusalem. In Galilee. But you are there. Under a fig tree. By a dusty road. Waiting. And you are you, with these memories, these experiences, these longings. But let yourself transcend the time or place in which the experiences seem to have happened. Let the whole of your life be archetypal. You are simply an example of the whole gamut of human experience. Its beauty and its pain. And let yourself feel very honestly how far you are, how far you seem to be, from a state of perfect peace, perfect understanding, all-encompassing knowledge. All embracing compassion, much less the ability to act upon it perfectly for all beings in all worlds. Be very honest with the vast space between where you think you are and that which you aspire to. And coming, walking along the road, you see a figure dressed in white. There are others around him, but your eyes only see him, only focus on this figure. Fully recognizable as human. And unlike any human being you have ever witnessed. Is it light that shines from him? Or is it the tender, piercing gaze that seems already to be looking at you from many, many meters away? The garments are ordinary garments, but does it seem as though They're made of light. You rise quickly to your feet. And as he comes near you, let it be a wordless encounter. Simply let these eyes utterly beyond the world and utterly of the world penetrate you. See into the very core of your heart. Splitting bone from marrow. Splitting your mental afflictions from your intentions. Your memories from your future actions. Your coarse mind from your subtle mind. For a moment, you may feel utterly split apart. But keep gazing at this figure, so simple. The complete presence of love. And let your heart sing your own praise. Who is this being for you? This presence for you? Do you call him Son of God? Do you call him Bodhisattva Mahasattva? Vajradhara. But as you feel this inexorable reverence, the knowledge that this being is all you have ever longed for yourself or for others, utterly beyond and above you and utterly accessible to you, what would you give to follow him, to accompany him wherever he goes? And what is stopping you? What are the obstacles, the burdens in your own heart? That you know instantly, if you asked him to heal you, he can heal you. Know that nothing is hidden. But even if there is pain or sadness, see the joy in his eyes, the playful, exuberant joy that can take you utterly beyond yourself and what you think you are. What is your question to him? Your question or your request? Teacher. Where do you stay? Where do you dwell? Both in this world and ultimately, where are you staying? Know that he calls you, come and see. Follow me. And a hand of infinite warmth, infinite tenderness touches you on the head. Let the fire within you burn as his blessings pour into your heart. His very presence, his very glory, his very knowing of who you are and where you need to go. And let all the appearances dissolve into the sun of light at your heart. And rest with him where he stays.